Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the In the Know call. I am Walter McFashion, joined again by our dear partner in crime, Sammy Shoup from marketing. And we're here just to go over this week a couple of things. Don't have a lot to cover, but we just want to make sure we did cover what we have with you. First and foremost, I hope everyone had a good Valentine's Day, and I hope all you guys got your cards out early, like I tried to tell you. I did, and I was happy this year. Didn't have to make up excuses, so it was good. So we're going to jump in. For those of you who are on the call for the first time, we do this every first and third Wednesday of the month just to cover issues, questions that support is facing that you out there in the field may also be facing. We just want to make sure we all have the same information, the same answers, so we can communicate the same answers. So we're going to start with, I'll have Sammy jump in and talk about some marketing stuff, and then I'll just go over a few IT fixes that has happened over the last couple of weeks.
All right, guys. So hopefully you are subscribed to our emails. We've got a lot going on, especially on social media. At the beginning of 2019,
that's where we are.
Yep, in January, we started a video series called The Heart of Sendout Cards. The first story we shared was from one of our referral partners, and it was an incredible story about strength and coming together, and it was called The Strength to Change. We've got a new video coming out within the next few days, I can tell you. But we've also expanded those videos to also be a weekly mini-series that we're sharing on Facebook and Instagram, if we can, through their parameters. And it's really important that you take these videos and use them to showcase to your social media followers what Sendout Cards does and who we are, what we're about. These videos really are our way of showing the world what we care about and the reasons why we reach out in kindness and spread positivity around the globe. So make sure you take a few minutes to go and check those out. The easiest spot to check them all out in a really quick, easy manner is through the Resource Center. So when you're logged into your account, in the top right-hand corner where your name is, if you'll click on that drop-down, you'll see an option to go to the Resource Center. Once there, find the tile in the very top row that says The Heart of Sendout Cards. You'll be able to watch all four videos that we have put out so far. And we'll continue adding videos to that page as we get them done and as we get them updated. And if you click on the links next to the video, you can share those easily to your social media feeds, or you can simply go to, you know, our fan page and you can share them directly from there. That way you don't have to come up with any copy. It's already written for you. So that's a big thing that we've got going on right now. We let you guys know, the last time we talked, that the Power of Human Connection is available for 2 cents again, for the month of February. We just put out a video last Friday to help you guys promote the book if you would like, or to tell your followers about it. So again, make sure you go to social media, check that out, share it if you feel so inclined.
So is that posted in the group page or on the fan page?
Nope, fan page. Yes. All of these videos are shared to the fan page to make it easier for our referral partners or even customers if they would like to share the videos. The official Sendout Cards group is a closed group that is only for referral partners. So we try to do most of our marketing pieces. We try to share most of those to the fan page. But just keep an eye out for your referral partners out there. We do have some marketing items that go into the group each month that are they're called our referral partner ads. We started these in, I think, November. We started them in November, and these are just graphics, images that you can use to help boost your Sendout Cards presence online to all of your followers, whether it's Facebook, Instagram. You probably wouldn't want to use it on Twitter, but you guys get what I mean. You know, you can use them anywhere. And they're just different graphics that you can use to explain to people what they can do with our system, how you can help. And we'll be uploading some of those this week for the month of March as well. So if you are a referral partner, it's really important to make sure you're following both of the pages, the fan page and the group page, to make sure that you're staying on top of all of these announcements or these marketing pieces that we're creating for you guys to use to help bolster your business. We really want to help and make it as easy as possible for you to have a social online presence that aligns with send out cards in our culture. And these pieces are a really great way to do that. We've got our Promptings Academies are coming up. We'll be in Houston in just about a month. So that's coming up really quick. We just announced another relationship marketing tour in Boston. That will be on April 18th. So make sure you go. Again, these events are on Facebook. They're on our website through the Resource Center under upcoming events. So you can go find all of the links to register, things like that, just through the Resource Center. The Resource Center is really important. Let's see what else. Oh, the other thing we need to talk about is the place where you find the In the Know calls. So before, the In the Know calls used to be available through the breaking news page in our Resource Center. Now we have gone ahead and kind of reorganized our Resource Center and put all of our corporate calls, whether that's the SOC weekly call, this In the Know call, or even our leaders conference calls, such as Jordan Adler's or Melissa Barlock's, they're all going to be found now on our Send Out Cards Weekly archive page, our Send Out Cards Weekly call archive page. So all of the calls, any of the recordings that you guys need, you guys will find there instead of on the breaking news page. So just wanted to throw that out really quick. We have updated our online corporate staff page, our corporate family. So if you want to go ahead and get your birthday list together, because we include everybody's birthdays, show a little love to the staff here at Send Out Cards, it's greatly appreciated. It does a lot to help lift people's spirits and just make everybody happy, because, you know, who doesn't like receiving an unexpected card?
In fact, if you want to start with, today is Sawyer Bateman's birthday.
Yep.
So everybody can show him some love by sending him a birthday card.
Yep, absolutely. Let's see. What else? I think that's about it for me. The only other thing I would make sure that everybody knows, convention is coming up pretty quick.
Real quick, guys. August.
Yeah.
I guess we will all be together.
Yes. So it may sound far away now, but April is right around the corner. Once April hits, it'll be, you know, Mach 10. It'll be the Mach 10 speed up all the way until convention. So if you haven't got your tickets yet, make sure you get your tickets. Make sure you get your hotel booked for the time here. And we'll have our Promptings Academy, our Relationship Marketing Grand Summit, as well as our Send Out Cards Convention during that time. So make sure you have your tickets.
And again, if you want more details about that or any event, go to the Resource Center under upcoming events.
Yep.
All the details are there for you.
Yep. And that's pretty much it for me. We've been sharing some interesting card creating articles, things like that, through our blog and through our fan page. So again, it's really important that you're following that fan page to understand the direction we're going, to learn tips and tricks, and share things to your own followers to let them know kind of what you do and what you're about. So I guess my main message today is to let you know that it's really important that you follow our social media and you stay connected with us through social media. And I think that's it for me.
Cool. Good information. Well, guys, I only have a couple of bugs to go through that were out there that got fixed over the last couple of weeks by our IT department. A lot of that is mainly was focused on our apps, the iOS and the Droid app. For the Droid, we had some issues with the inability to take a photo and immediately add it to a card. So that was a big one for a lot of people, so we got that one fixed. For both of the apps, the price of gifts were displaying in points instead of for new accounts. They should have been displayed in dollar amounts, but the pricing was displayed in points, so we got that resolved. Let's see, what else? Some people couldn't edit their account link, so it was redirecting them to the old website. We got that fixed. Outside of the apps, on the website itself, we got some issues fixed. We had some issues with three-panel cards on the inside right and inside left showing the same images. That was a little annoying. We got that fixed real quickly. We had an issue with contacts that were previously searched. So if you went and searched for a contact, and then you went and sent a card to someone, that previously searched name would also appear as someone you were sending a card to. We got that cleared up for you, so you're definitely sending it to the right person. And we had some issues with the relationship manager. Deleting emails and new contacts was an issue. We got that cleaned up. And really, that's about it for the last couple of weeks. IT has been focusing on some bigger things. I knew we do have some major things in the pipeline for this week that I will definitely be updating you on our next call. But we'll let you know more about that then.
Yeah, one thing to let you guys know about, we do know about issues that have been affecting the card backs. Some card backs, newly created card backs, are not being saved to certain accounts. It's not necessarily...
Not all.
You know, it's not necessarily all accounts. It's only affecting some users. So just know that we're already working on it. We're working on some of the image problems with the backs of cards that we've been notified of, and about this saving issue that some people are running into. So just give us a little bit of time on the card backs, and in 2 weeks, I'm sure we'll have, on our next call, we'll have some updates for you to let you know what's going on with that.
Excellent. Glad you brought that up. Okay, and I think that pretty much covers everything for now. We'll be back in about 2 weeks. Oh, before I go, I just want to mention again, if you're not reading it, definitely jump on the bandwagon. The book is Extreme Ownership. Management team is reading it. It's a great book. I know a lot of you in the field are reading it. It does give you some very good insight on how to look at how you're doing, how you're operating, taking ownership of really your business and those that work with you and directing them. So, highly recommend it. So, other than that, I think we're good for this week. We'll see you back in another 2 weeks. And we'll talk more about what's going on. Okay? Same bat time, same bat channel. Bye, everyone.